In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the 13th day of the blessed month of Misra. This is the feast of the Transfiguration, one of the minor feasts of the Lord. That's why you see the church today, we pray in a joyful tone. And this feast, of course, its importance comes from the notion that the Lord gave to his disciples, giving them to see some of his glory. So he ascended with them to Mount Tabor, and he shone, his face shone like the sun, and his clothes were whitened like snow. There are many lessons that we can learn from this feast, the Feast of the Transfiguration, and we will be focusing on one of the lessons. We hear that the Lord led them up on a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. Origen has a very nice saying about this transfiguration. He said it was before these who ascended and in their presence that Jesus was transfigured, not to those who remained below. In order to enjoy seeing the Lord transfigured, what, of course, a scene that you see the Lord shining like the sun. You see him with your eyes, you enjoy him. In order to be able to see him with those disciples who ascended, you have to go and ascend. You have to go over a mountain. There are many mountains that we are requested to go over in order that we will be able to see him transfigured. Ascending is something against a power, against something taking you below. To ascend a mountain and climb a mountain is something not easy because you have to go against the gravity. What are these mountains that on which we can see the Lord transfigured? The first one, we can see him transfigured on the mountain where he is teaching. We hear that the Lord, when he wanted to give the sermon, that we all know it as the Sermon on the Mountain, we hear this, and seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them. So, for us to see the Lord transfigured, we have to go over the mountain and hear his teaching. Then, what we should be leaving below? We should leave below all the distractions that take us away from him. In order that we will be able to sit and isolate ourselves from all the distraction and see him in the book, in the scripture, this is the only way he can be transfigured before our eyes. If we cannot make this isolation, if we cannot go over this mountain of solitude and read his teaching and focus and meditate on them, we will never be able to see him transfigured. He will always be in our minds a hazy picture, something unidentified. We see him like we see him behind clouds. If you want to see him clearly, the only way is you go on the mountain and hear his teaching with those people who attended the Sermon on the Mountain. The second mountain where we can go over and we can see him transfigured is the mountain of obedience. Look, go back into the book of Genesis and see when the Lord instructed Abraham to offer his son Isaac. He said to him what? Then he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. It's very strange that the Lord is asking Abraham to take his son and go on a mountain. Why not to offer him anywhere? But again, the same notion. If you wanted to see the Lord, if you want really that him be very clear before your eyes and your mind, you have to go on another mountain. And this mountain is a very difficult one. The mountain of obedience, up to what? Up to denying even the love between a father and son. We cannot see him, we cannot enjoy him transfigured unless we will be able to climb this mountain. Yes, it is hard. Yes, climbing this mountain is one of the most difficult ones ever. That even the relationships, the normal relationships between a father and son or a husband and wife, we will deny this. and we will choose the Lord above it. This is the only way we can see him transfigured. I wonder now, when we cannot give up maybe a show on the TV to come to the church, how can we assume that we will be able to enjoy him whatsoever? If we cannot deny even our bride, how can we enjoy seeing him transfigured? If we cannot forsake even the materials, how can we say that we can climb the mountain of obedience and see him transfigured? The Lord is giving us again the same notion. You want to see me, you have to ascend, you have to climb. The first one is you go on the mountain where he is teaching. The second one, to go on the mountain of obedience, up to denying even the love that is in our naturally in our hearts between a father and son. The third mountain where we can see the Lord transfigured is on the mountain of confrontation with the world. Elijah, he confronted many times Ahab the king, but in the last one, he had a very, very famous confrontation between him as a man of God and all of the priests of Baal. We read this in the book of 1 Kings. So Ahab, this is the evil king, sent for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal, follow him. Another mountain is the mountain of confrontation with the world. Sometimes we try to go in our life with this way of going between God and Baal. We try to gather light and darkness at the same time. We try to come to the church on Sunday morning and live away from God the rest of the week. Maybe Saturday night I will be doing something again is the will of God, and Sunday morning I will be with God. There is no way I can see the Lord transfigured this way. He will always be hazy in my mind. I will never be able to enjoy him as he wants me to enjoy him. The only way is I come to this point of confrontation, and it happened over a mountain where Elijah faced all of those people, the priests of Baal and all the people of Israel, and he made it very clear before them. If you want to follow God, you follow him. If you want to follow Baal, follow him. Going between this and this and trying to gather all of them in one basket, it will never be something that we can achieve. So another mountain that we are requested today to ascend is the mount of confrontation with the world. Where is the share of God in my heart? Where is the share of the world? Am I trying to play this, game of having light and darkness in the same heart? If you are doing this, you are wasting your time. You will never be able to see him transfigured. The fourth mountain is the mountain of despising vain glory. The Lord, one time, when he fed the multitude, what happened is the people at that time saw him, the one who can give us. So they thought of themselves, why not to make him king? So we read this in the Gospel of St. John. Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. Another mountain of despising the glory of the world. Sometimes, actually, this one of the mountains that we do not actually try even to resist. We feel like it is good that when we receive glory and honor from the people, even if we do not deserve it. And when the people speak good about us, there is nothing inside us that says, I know myself, and if something good in me, this is coming from the Lord. This is one of the valleys where we go to willingly. We want to hear the people are like giving us glory, and we feel like we deserve it, and sometimes we get upset even when we do not hear what makes us to feel good about ourselves. The Lord, when we perceive that the people, they want to make him king, of course he is the one, he is the only one to deserve to be a king. But on the contrary of what the inclination of men might be, he went on a mountain. He fled away from this, like, vain glory. People want to make him king. Again, one of the mountains where we can see the Lord transfigured, glorified, and want to enjoy him, There is no way when we compete with God for His glory. It is either Him or us. If we have this sense of, I take from God, or God takes from me, I cannot see Him transfigured. The last mountain where we can enjoy the Lord being transfigured and clear before our eyes is the mountain of prayer and suffering. Heed King Solomon, in the book of Song of Solomon, says, until the day breaks and the shadows flee away, I will go my way to the mountain of Myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. What a wonderful place to go over. The mountain of Myrrh, Myrrh means bitterness, and the hill of frankincense. Frankincense is denoting prayers, and the mountain of Myrrh denoting suffering. If you want to see the Lord, you have to accept in your heart that you will be struggling in prayers and you will accept sufferings if they come upon you, or if you willingly would choose to put them upon you. Striving against the inclination of the heart, the desire of the flesh, this is one of the mountains of Myrrh that we are requested to go over. Now the question is for all of us. This feast for all of us is something not only to meditate upon and say, yes, how wonderful it is for the disciple to see the Lord transfigured. It is for all of us now, if you want to enjoy Him transfigured, you know where you can see Him. Now the Lord is giving us His address. If you want to see me clearly in your life, if you want to enjoy my presence in your life, then think of these mountains. Go over them. I will be there transfigured before your eyes all the time of your life. Let us review these mountains again. And we decide in our hearts today to go over them to enjoy Him transfigured. We can see Him over the mountain where He is teaching, on the mountain of obedience, on the mountain of confrontation with the world, on the mountain of despising vain glory, and on the mountain of prayer and sufferings. To Him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.